Radio Essex. Hello, Essex. Wednesday afternoon. Big drive home. It's Chris. It's Scott. Producer Tom is in the house as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Producer Tom today. Normally, we just call you Tom.
But done well today.
He's just answering the phones. We're talking about Sam Ryder in the last hour. He's going through all the phones. He's probably had about four or five calls on there. He's just flicking through. Hello, Radio Essex. And he went to me. Sam Ryder's on line one.
Of course he is, Tom. Yeah, of course he is.
Apparently, Sam Ryder was listening, heard us talking about, you know, Eurovision and stuff. Sam Ryder is indeed on the phone. Hey, Sam.
How's it going, guys? You okay?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I heard you over the airwaves. I thought I'd come and chat.
We said we might be listening because you're Malden way, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I'm not anymore, but I grew up in Malden.
Wow. Okay. So you're
this is incredible. Well done.
Let me ask the question to you that I was just saying on the radio then, because you're the only one that actually will know the answer. Yeah. So that works. And thank you so much for calling, man. This is amazing. What was it about? What do you think it was about you that changed that kind of perception where we've always, you know, Scott's mates Blue have done it, and it's never quite worked. We've always been seen as like, oh, the UK, nil pois. And then you come along and you nearly won it, and Ukraine were the winners. But what do you think the difference was with you?
You know what? It's a really good question. And I think it's something that you could chat about for hours, which obviously we don't have. But I would say that it's about the people that you surround yourself with. Like, Eurovision is, like most sort of things like that, it's such a team effort, and you resonate with the energy and the kindness and the empathy and the graft, to be honest, the drive of your friends and your team around you. There was such a wonderful assimilation of positivity, not just in the team that was over there in Turin, but what we perceived as good energy back at home. Now, you have to tell me if this was the case or not, but it did feel like back home there was kind of a shift in perception,
yeah,
and we could feel that energy, and we felt supported because of that, and more importantly, encouraged. And when you feel that, it's like you've got the wind in your sails. So, and also, we had zero expectation. I just want to make that clear too. We went out there as fans. I've been a fan of Eurovision throughout the glory years and the miserable years that we've had, but it's always been something that's been so wonderful and like a gift of unity, bringing the family, bringing your friends together, celebrating inclusivity. It's always been about that for me, regardless of the scoreboard at the end. But to have like zero expectation, you just couldn't lose, because we were thrilled to be there, seeing this thing happen on the other side of the TV screen.
Yeah.
We were already stoked, we were already chuffed to be there, and then all of a sudden it started when the points coming in. You could see the footage of us on that couch,
yeah,
in the green room in the stadium. We're just blown over. I think I fell into a hedge the first time we got points.
I think it could have had. I mean, everything you said there is bang on. I also think that you're the most humble guy in the world, and I think it could have had something to do with your voice being absolutely incredible. I think you're not giving yourself enough credit for that. I found you on TikTok, you know, in lockdown, and I remember, like, anyone that I could show my phone to and go, oh my god,
you brought it into the studio, yeah, all the time. You're so like, this guy
I kept
doing
on
now.
Bringing it into the studio and going, oh my god, he's now singing Whitney Houston, he's singing all these iconic songs, he was singing Queen songs, and I just couldn't believe, one, how good your voice was, how humble you were. You're singing in your kitchen. I think you'd just moved into a new house, and you were saying, I'm driving my neighbours mad. I mean, your voice is quite powerful, isn't it? I'm going to say it's quite. Like, I wouldn't want to be your neighbour, but I'd like to be your friend. You know?
Yeah. Shout out to my neighbours, by the way, the most patient people on planet Earth.
That's incredible, and I think it is to do with that. With the pandemic brought the good and bad out of people, but
yeah,
it brought the good out of people as well. And that's the thing we often forget about the pandemic, and how we all cheered on with the NHS and the stuff that people were doing in lockdown, especially on TikTok. People starting new businesses and obviously a new career for you. I know you're already singing because, weirdly enough, when Scott was showing me the TikTok videos at the pandemic, I'd seen you before, because I'm a bit of a, I'm not a singer, like I'm not in Five or anything. Because he won't let me, even though there's only three of them.
I won't let him in. I'd let you in, Sam. You can come in right now.
Yeah, but Sam and me would make up five. There'd be five then. That would work. Yeah,
Sam's perfect. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit of a frustrated singer. So I was going to join a choir And I looked at a place in Malden, like a pop choir, and you were in it, or you had been in it. Is that, that was right? It is you, isn't it? Same person.
Yes, yes. So I used to sing in a choir around the Malden area. We did some weddings, but it was only about, I think it was like a little offshoot of that main choir. So
that's
like
right.
Like four or five of us. It was great fun, by the way. But I sang in weddings for 8 years. And massive shout out to the amazing brides and grooms that hired me for all of those years, because that was, I really found my love of music doing that. And I would not be here in this position without those amazing people having hired me.
Mate, it's your passion.
Any of them are listening.
It's your passion when you hear it in your voice. It's your passion that got you to where you are now, without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, bless you. I love what you said, what you guys were saying earlier about the pandemic. We always focus on the bad. I think that's just what we do as human beings sometimes. And it's not any sort of, it's not always jadedness or negative. It's just habitual. But the pandemic also brought the good out in a lot of people and a lot of stories and a lot of lovely things that we heard and a lot of solidarity of us standing behind a common cause. And that was amazing. Like I said, I just want to reiterate, a journey like this, it's I've been singing a long time. I've been singing and playing guitar since I was 14 years old. But that hasn't changed. But what did change was people. And people sharing it, and people being kind enough to bring it into the office like you did, and share your share it with your pals. That's what changed the whole thing. So it's people.
I think it is.
You talk about humility, but that's so important for any artist to remember. You can't forget that, because without that, you are absolutely nothing. It starts and ends with the people that are encouraging and supporting you.
Joe, what you're so right. I mean, I think people can really, really see when they look between the whites between someone's eyes and see whether they're a real genuine person or whether they're just fame hungry. And with you, I liken it to when I see, you know, take that perform and as a three piece, or when I see five, you know, when people see five perform and they know that we're there because we want to be and because we love music and we want to sing to people. I think if you're, you know, doing it for the wrong reasons, they can see that and they don't buy into it. I truly believe. Yeah. You're going to go on to be a massive star because of the way that you treat your career, and you feel so blessed and you feel so lucky to be given this chance. I see something incredible the other day. You performed with two friends of mine, actually. Yeah, you performed with Brian May and Roger Taylor, which was incredible. I was lucky enough to perform with them. I done We Will Rock You with Five and Queen, and we took it to number one. And I remember the feeling of being with those guys on stage was literally one of the best moments. I remember thinking, am I really doing this? Am I really on stage with these legends? And when you walked on the stage, you cuddled all of them like you couldn't believe that you were there.
Like a fan, as you are.
Yeah.
And then, you opened your mouth and then the song came out, and I was like, wow, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know what? I didn't want it to, first of all, like, first and foremost, I'm a fan of all of those legends and icons on that stage that night, celebrating a legend and icon that passed too early. In truth, that event shouldn't have happened, you know, it's tragic. And I hate the fact that it needed to happen, but it was. That's such a life. That is the situation that we were in. So it was our responsibility to celebrate this human being, this amazing man, Taylor Hawkins. And we did it loudly, proudly and amazingly, and but I want it to like pay homage, because these guys, man, they've been around for years. They've shaped the music industry as we know it. They've changed the landscape. What they've contributed, most of us couldn't dream of contributing in 10 lifetimes, you know, to music. And you're looking at a 5-meter square patch of stage, and 11 of them or more at some point during the evening were stood within it. And it's just, I mean, we're lucky to witness that.
Cool.
You know, like we talk about these golden years and the golden age. We just witnessed a moment in the golden age of music, and it was because of them. So to be just invited to come and say hello and sing for a bit was just humbling. I couldn't be more grateful. But the happiness doesn't just go to me either. Like, that's something that these guys need to be paid homage to as well, because they make everyone included in your story happy and proud. Like my granddad, my parents, my sisters, people, my friends, like it brings them so much joy as well, because they get to see someone, you know, that they care about living their wildest dreams. And Yeah, I don't know if I'm articulating that properly.
No, you are, absolutely. You are. And as I said earlier, your passion just is incredible, and it's so nice to hear. And it's weird, we're having a conversation with three of us, and I'm the odd one out because I haven't sung with Queen. How has that happened? Sam, it's an absolute privilege, one, to know you listen to our show and you've called up, and two, just to get you on, because it's... Yeah, it's really good. I know the other Scott and Chris had you on all the time, and then we were like, hang on, we're the Essex Chris,
yeah,
and
we're
Scott.
The Chris and
we're
Scott.
Essex.
Yeah.
So we'll hopefully you can call up again anytime. We'll love to have you on. We're just about to play Sigala, David Guetta, and you, Sam Ryder, Living Without You. How did this song come about?
So this was one of those things you don't expect as well. I'm finding if there's anything I'm learning in life at the moment, expectation is limitation.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So just go with the flow of it, and whatever happens, I'm bloody happy with it.
Yeah,
so
good.
This came about much in the same way, and I was recording it in Bruce, who is Sigala, his studio. I wasn't quite happy with it, so I did it in my conservatory. Again, sorry, neighbours, to deal with that for a little while. But we got there in the end. And
this vocals from your conservatory on this track, is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Wow. Yep.
Well, the actual final track that we're playing on the radio now is you sung it in your conservatory.
Yep.
Wow. That's incredible. But we're going to play it now. Sigala, David Guetta and Sam Ryder, who's joined us on the phone. Thank you so much, Sam. Lots of love to you, man. And just keep doing it. Keep representing Essex and keep that passion, because it's so incredible to hear. Thank you.
And why don't you do us a favour, Sam? And why don't you actually introduce the track?
Oh, absolutely. But before I do it, I just want to say big up to everyone else in Essex. I appreciate their support. And I appreciate every single one of you. Bless you. And I'm Sam Ryder, and this is my tune with the legendary Sigala and David Guetta, Living Without You.
Peace, mate. Take care, Sam.
See you, mate.
See you,
bub. It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.